21강 세트 문항 예제 1번과 2번은 두 번 들려드립니다. 1번과 2번 다음을 듣고 물음에 답하시오.
Hello everyone. Welcome to Dr. Thompson's Family Center. Many of you may not know how to smooth things over with your family members after conflict. Today, I'd like to talk about some ways to make up with them after an argument. First, reveal your true feelings. Giving them a letter is one option. Sometimes, it's hard to say everything you want in person. Writing gives you time to think about what you want to say. If you're not good at writing, you can also give them a picture you drew. It can communicate your feelings, too. Even though it may not be great art, it'll be touching and make them smile. Showing your interest in what they like is another solution. For example, if your sister likes earrings, surprise her with a new pair. They don't have to be expensive. It's the thought that matters, not the cost. If your mother likes flowers, give her some. When you show your interest, your family will know you care and the situation will improve. Remember, your family is your greatest asset. So the next time you have an argument with them, try one of these.
다시 한번 듣겠습니다.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to Dr. Thompson's Family Center. Many of you may not know how to smooth things over with your family members after conflict. Today, I'd like to talk about some ways to make up with them after an argument. First, reveal your true feelings. Giving them a letter is one option. Sometimes, it's hard to say everything you want in person. Writing gives you time to think about what you want to say. If you're not good at writing, you can also give them a picture you drew. It can communicate your feelings, too. Even though it may not be great art, it'll be touching and make them smile. Showing your interest in what they like is another solution. For example, if your sister likes earrings, surprise her with a new pair. They don't have to be expensive. It's the thought that matters, not the cost. If your mother likes flowers, give her some. When you show your interest, your family will know you care and the situation will improve. Remember, your family is your greatest asset. So the next time you have an argument with them, try one of these.
1번 여자가 하는 말의 주제로 가장 적절한 것은? 2번 언급된 물건이 아닌 것은? 1번과 2번은 두 번 들려드립니다. 1번과 2번. 다음을 듣고 물음에 답하시오.
Hello, listeners. Have you ever imagined that snoring can be bad for you and your partner? Not only can snoring lead to poor quality sleep, daytime fatigue, and increased health problems, but it can also create major relationship problems with your partner. In my early 30s, I started to snore, which affected my relationship. But I did some research and found tips which helped me stop snoring. Here they are. First of all, lose weight. Obesity can increase fatty tissue in the back of the throat, which can make you snore more. Also, avoid sleeping pills. They relax the muscles in the throat and interfere with breathing. In addition, caffeine, dairy products, and meals within 2 hours of going to bed should be avoided. Lastly, sleep on your side, not on your back. Gravity makes it more likely for your tongue and soft tissues to drop and block your airway. Follow these tips, and I'm sure you'll find success.
다시 한번 듣겠습니다.
Hello, listeners. Have you ever imagined that snoring can be bad for you and your partner? Not only can snoring lead to poor quality sleep, daytime fatigue, and increased health problems, but it can also create major relationship problems with your partner. In my early 30s, I started to snore, which affected my relationship. But I did some research and found tips which helped me stop snoring. Here they are. First of all, lose weight. Obesity can increase fatty tissue in the back of the throat, which can make you snore more. Also, avoid sleeping pills. They relax the muscles in the throat and interfere with breathing. In addition, caffeine, dairy products, and meals within 2 hours of going to bed should be avoided. Lastly, sleep on your side, not on your back. Gravity makes it more likely for your tongue and soft tissues to drop and block your airway. Follow these tips, and I'm sure you'll find success.
(1번) 남자가 하는 말의 주제로 가장 적절한 것은? (2번) 피해야 할 것으로 언급되지 않은 것은? (3번과 4번은 두 번 들려드립니다. 3번과 4번. 다음을 듣고 물음에 답하시오.
Hello, everyone. I'm Mary Crawford from Patrick's Health Center. We know dust can cause allergies and other health problems. It's almost impossible to entirely eliminate dust in your house, but there are several cleaning methods that can drastically reduce it. First, how often do you use your vacuum cleaner in your house? I recommend doing it at least twice a week. Also, beating your couch cushions once a week is another important thing. In addition, every month, take your cushions outside to dry them in the sun. You should also mop the floors often. Going over your flooring with a wet mop is a great way to collect the dust you miss while vacuum cleaning. Lastly, wash your bedding often, especially if your family members have allergies, or if you sleep with your pets in the bed. Keep these cleaning tips in mind so you can keep your home clean and healthy. Thank you for listening.
다시 한번 듣겠습니다.
Hello, everyone. I'm Mary Crawford from Patrick's Health Center. We know dust can cause allergies and other health problems. It's almost impossible to entirely eliminate dust in your house, but there are several cleaning methods that can drastically reduce it. First, how often do you use your vacuum cleaner in your house? I recommend doing it at least twice a week. Also, beating your couch cushions once a week is another important thing. In addition, every month, take your cushions outside to dry them in the sun. You should also mop the floors often. Going over your flooring with a wet mop is a great way to collect the dust you miss while vacuum cleaning. Lastly, wash your bedding often, especially if your family members have allergies, or if you sleep with your pets in the bed. Keep these cleaning tips in mind so you can keep your home clean and healthy. Thank you for listening.
3번. 여자가 하는 말의 목적으로 가장 적절한 것은? 4번. 여자가 언급하지 않은 것은? 5번과 6번은 두 번 들려드립니다. 5번과 6번. 다음을 듣고 물음에 답하시오.
Let's talk about camping today. Traditional camping was usually a way to be in close contact with nature. Unfortunately, it was uncomfortable for a number of people because it was linked with leaky tents, smelly sleeping bags, and distasteful food. Camping cars and caravans were a more comfortable option. Nowadays, there's a new, glamorous type of camping. Glamping. When you're glamping, there's no tent to pitch, no sleeping bag to unroll, no fire to build. Whether in a tent, hut, or treehouse, glamping is a way to experience the great outdoors without sacrificing luxury. There are many reasons why glamping is popular. It allows people to be closer to the countryside and nature, unlike many hotels. And unlike traditional camping with no electricity and no shower, while glamping, you can have electricity and your own toilet, shower, and cooking facilities.
다시 한번 듣겠습니다.
Let's talk about camping today. Traditional camping was usually a way to be in close contact with nature. Unfortunately, it was uncomfortable for a number of people because it was linked with leaky tents, smelly sleeping bags, and distasteful food. Camping cars and caravans were a more comfortable option. Nowadays, there's a new, glamorous type of camping. Glamping. When you're glamping, there's no tent to pitch, no sleeping bag to unroll, no fire to build. Whether in a tent, hut, or treehouse, glamping is a way to experience the great outdoors without sacrificing luxury. There are many reasons why glamping is popular. It allows people to be closer to the countryside and nature, unlike many hotels. And unlike traditional camping with no electricity and no shower, while glamping, you can have electricity and your own toilet, shower, and cooking facilities.
5번. 남자가 하는 말의 주제로 가장 적절한 것은? 6번. 전통 캠핑의 단점으로 언급되지 않은 것은?